military planners, politicians, and flag-waving journalists turn to doublespeak to gloss over the horrors of war.
They don't say war in the new world order of doublespeak. Only casualties sustained and armed campaigns in doublespeak. There's no more battles, only armed conflicts. High-tech weapons and electronic tricks. War is just the same as a video game using doublespeak.
Truth is disguised, lies are contrived
to minimize the cruelty.
The words they choose, the terms they use,
only confuse reality.
What's the real meaning of the news we hear?
The media explains, but it's not real clear. They change the words around just to make a better sound. When they change the words around and cast the truth to the ground.
Well, hallelujah. Michael Basham here with another Spear Wars Frontlines, driving the four-wheel drive through the mountains, tuning in to many sources of knowledges, listening to the double speak across the board. You know, this song that we're playing, and I'll continue it in a little bit. Double Speak. It's from the late 80s. It starts out with New World Order, man. I mean, somebody knew what was going on back then. But here we are, and it's all been culminated, and there's been drone strikes with video game-like drones and weapons. We are in this, man. I mean, the prophets have been talking about this. The Christians, they have been doing this for a long time. And here we are, a lot of us just waking up just recently, just finding out that,
but the vaccine, I took the booster shot, but I got the sickness.
I don't want to get into that. It's beneath us. We are prophetic, mystical Christian people, and we shouldn't be focused so much on the doublespeak, on the news. Because there will always be more of that. Psalm chapter 2, that God in heaven has enthroned his king on the mountain of Zion, and he will laugh, and we should fear the king. We should have a fear of God, a healthy fear of God. It says, kiss the son, lest he be angry. You know, there's this sense of fear of God that we have lost as Christians. The church has opted out for cool, tight jean youth group leaders, youth group pastors. Well, he's trendy. He has tight jeans. We play copies of Coldplay and U2, even though that's super outdated, but we still think it's cool because tight-fitting middle-aged pastor, youth pastor guy thinks Coldplay is cool, so we got our youth group pastor and we got our youth team of the worship. It sounds just like Coldplay, just sounds like U2. Well, that's very fitting, because Bono and friends, they really lost it. They really turned to the dark side. But you know what I am? I'm a revolutionary for Jesus. I'm a street fighter, Christian, witnesser, missionary. And recently, I've devoted a lot of my time into the internets, and maybe not very efficiently at times, but ever since 2016, it was like, you know what, I'm going in.
It was like, Neo, you may have been looking for me for a few months, but I have been looking for you my entire life.
That's the kind of feeling that I had. It was like, I gotta go in there, I gotta do this. And since then, I found a lot of Neos and Trinities. I found a lot of people that are destined for greatness. Don't give up on the New Agers and the witches and the tarot card readers and the people that are confused, because people that have a sincere heart, once they tap into the Holy Spirit and they learn Jesus, is like, yeah, this is what I was looking for. I mean, not to shame anybody that was into that. I honestly, like, actually find those people more interesting. You know, my wife and my mother-in-law are two of the best people I've ever met, and they're ex-Mormons. And whenever I meet Mormons, I'm like, you know what? I love you. I'm not into your little pyramid scheme and your multi level marketing business scheme. But you know what? If you ever decide to leave Mormonism, please contact me. My favorite people in the world are ex-Mormons. They're like the coolest. And I might say, like, people that have left aside the New Age. I mean, the Ian Claytons, the Justin Abrahams, the people that are really out there. I love the out there stuff. I mean, you've got to wipe the slate clean. You've got to clean your slate to get the reality of whatever God is showing you today. But first of all, you got to get your foundation straight, buddy boy. That's why I've been doing some collaborations over the last few years about the foundation stones. I update it every other day. It's on faithbucks.com. Many great talks. I mean, I listen to them and I laugh because I haven't listened to them in a while and I kind of forgot what I said and what everybody else said. I was kind of busy tending to chickens and babies on the homestead out there on the volcano of Hawaii. Out there in Mountain View. Beautiful place. And I commend all of you who are getting the guard dogs and the chickens and the coops and the... It's hard work, you know, learning this. Get ready to lose a few, you know? I mean, there's coyotes, there's foxes, there's bears. In my case, there's a big old bear just coming to my property, my dad's property that I'm renting from, just like, oh, Kentucky Fried Chicken. My dad wakes up really early and he has his little barn cabin on the property and he's like, yeah, son, I saw the bear again. He was like running up the hill chasing a chicken, just going after it. I mean, my chickens weren't that fast. Poor guys. I lost a lot of chickens. But I ain't giving up. You lose chickens here and there, you get more chickens. You hear me, soldier? Okay, I'm being a little silly. But this is just a kind of a hangout. It's just kind of like shooting the breeze and fellowshipping. I mean, every moment that we can fellowship, there's something valuable. Not just in what I have to say, but what you have to offer and share. Especially your prayers. I've got so many things that need prayer. Just send us some prayers. You know, just pray for us. Pray for our friends. Pray for the people that I talk to and meet. If you're doing good, at least... A lot of the people that we're interacting with, they aren't doing good. They need some of the grace that we have, the comfort that we have. It says in the Bible how God will comfort you, and the comfort with which you are comforted, you will be able to comfort others. So that is really square one. You know, watch Saving Private Ryan, like, I need morphine! We need morphine! Stat! Blech. Stop the bleeding. Give the morphine. Calm the pain. And then they can go into the triage of the medical tent. And in our case, it's like the angel spaceship, the medical spaceship, and they can get proper healing. Not just drugs, but maybe new limbs. Maybe deep spiritual healing for their deep wounds in the spirit. Because if you are engaged in the spirit war, if you are a fighter who is going out there and fighting for children and exposing lies, and you love the truth, then the enemy will come after you. So, you know, pray for the InfoWar people, pray for those who are fighting on that front, but we're not primarily focused on the InfoWar. The InfoWar at its cusp, at its peak, at its summit, at its epoch, has begun to state that this is actually a spiritual war and all we can do is pray. So after all those thousands of hours listening to, like, the government did this and Obama did that and we're in so much trouble because of Anthony Fauci and Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and the Clintons, it's like you listen to so many thousands of, whoa, hi deer, hello, deers in the headlights. You gotta love how they just stand there driving through the Smoky Mountains. If we don't exercise forgiveness, even if it's like a David and Saul situation, like, you were my beloved father-in-law and now you're trying to kill me, or you're forcing me to try to kill you, even worse. If you don't exercise forgiveness, then you will be destroyed. And finally, Alex Jones found that out just the last year. I mean, he knew, oh, another deer. Hi, deer. He knew that figuratively, but now he's teaching it. I was listening to some clips from the the Masterclass Reset Wars, Spirit Wars, Mind Wars, as he says. How did he find out about Spirit Wars? I want to know. I got my legal team. Alex Jones supposedly has like $50 trillion. I should sue him and get some of that trillions of dollars. Somehow he has more money than the whole world combined. And I've said this before, but I'll mention this again. The damage that the Infowar has done to the enemy's kingdom is in the trillions of dollars as of space bucks or faith bucks. Faith bucks, the true coinage of the heavenly realm. All right, let's listen a little bit more of this double speak, and I shall return, and we can talk about the chickens. My beautiful chickens, my birdies, my little cheekies. I don't know what's gone into me. I'm in a weird mood. I love y'all. Be right back.
The language of technology is being used to make the terrifying uncertainties of combat sound completely pre-programmed.
A spark bomb will provide soft kill in doublespeak. A body bag contains just human remains in doublespeak. Even friendly fire has a kind of nice sound when you shoot your own men with the missile coming down. Just turn to doublespeak when your stomach is weak from the news this week. Truth is disguised, lies are contrived. Change the words around just to make a better sound.
Every week you can hear doublespeak.
When they change the words around and cast the truth to the ground.
Electric guitar solo, baby! Yeah!
The enemy forces kill, destroy, and terrorize.
But our boys simply take out, eliminate, and neutralize.
Our soldiers are brave, highly trained professionals.
But theirs are brainwashed, ruthless terrorists.
The dictators use censorship and propaganda.
But we only have reporting guidelines, press briefings, and doublespeak.
They don't bomb innocent civilians anymore in doublespeak.
Doublespeak.
Collateral damage is just a part of war in doublespeak.
Doublespeak.
Surgical strike, not
brutal attack.
Aggressive maneuver, not
shoot him in the back.
Hit the bullseye from 5 miles high in double speak.
On the radio and the TV shows,
God only knows what they're holding back.
There are magazines and movie screens,
but behind the scenes are the real facts.
Hang the bomb a week to support the strong.
Politically correct, but morally wrong.
They change the words around
just to make a better sound.
Every week you can hear double speak.
When they change the words around, cast the truth to the ground. Cast the truth to the ground. To make
dude,
a better sound.
That is some real art right there. Listen to double speak and those double dueling guitars. Whatever that's called. I mean, somebody that knows music and rock music a little better, tell me. What is that? Where you have like, it sounds like Contra, like the music from the old Nintendo games when I was a kid. You know, like really cool. Konami, they used to have music that was so cool. And that sounds just like it to me. They don't make music. Why don't they make music like that no more? But they do, the media does do those things now. And despite me being kind of nerdy, I can tell what was
fake and what was of value and what is true and what is crappy. And I watch movies on Netflix and it's like utter crap, total poop. The only good Netflix movie is Bird Box. You ever seen Bird Box? Like that movie with Sandra Bullock, that is a prophetic movie, or somebody leaked the info, the intel. And here's why I mostly speak on Spreaker, and you don't see me answering a lot of live stream comments, but the message is getting out there via Fringe Radio Network as well. Because I will tell you that 5G has COVID-like symptoms when they up the 5G signal. And if you have a smart meter on your house, you need to start looking up how to get a anti-5G emission kind of a box, like a, what do they call it? Like a anti, it's called a Faraday cage. And apparently you can make one with chicken wire. You just have to make sure that it's grounded, and then the emissions don't go out into your whole house and poison your family. Or your chickens. My jerkins! 5G was basically the whole premise of the movie Bird Box with Sandra Bullock. So, very good movie. I'm not going to tell you the whole movie, but it basically predicts the masks, the COVID, the lockdowns, the zombie apocalypse, all of it, just months before COVID was a thing. But that's another story. I don't want to dwell on it. Look at the doublespeak of the news, though, briefly. Like, I mean, Russia is so bad. Putin is so bad. No reason at all that he attacked Ukraine. Oh, no, we weren't, like, pushing him into a corner, forcing him to do it with the EU and trying to get Ukraine to join the United Nations. I mean, they needed this war. They needed those billions, if not hundreds of billions of dollars presented back to the Democratic Party because they were pretty much bankrupt. Like, they needed something. So they're like, what can we do? And it's not like the war economy of old. It wasn't like a World War II, which was also artificial, believe it or not. Like, Hitler was artificial. Stalin was artificial, all installed by I'm from New Jersey. All installed by the New World Order Deep State. And by the way, people from New Jersey are absolutely ridiculously brilliant. So I'm just saying, you know, sometimes I get the accents. I'm all over the map when it comes to accents. I could be from Texas, or I could be from North Carolina. And around here in North Carolina, people call me Mackle. Mackle, could you do this for me, please? If you want to, you can do that. I love all the little gigs that I get and the little jobs. The people that you meet here are just so precious and beautiful and wonderful. As a missionary, I've learned that even if you have the funding to pay the bills and whatever, like, you need to go out there and interface with the locals. Like, get a job somewhere with the locals. Get yelled at by the Cherokee head of the kitchen in the gig, the food service gig, whatever. But anyway, World War II was installed, pretty much. It was like a virus program to get the New World Order into the next phase. I mean, these guys, they planned it out. They were saying there's going to be three world wars, and the final one will be relatively short. So, you know, they had all this new technology in World War I with machine guns and gas warfare. They had to test it all out. The soldiers didn't want to kill each other. These were like Christian soldiers fighting each other in the trenches. It was stupid. In fact, on Christmas, like one Christmas night, they're like, you know what? F this shit. And then let's just have Christmas. Let's forgive each other and love each other and sing hymns. And I mean, that's the real spirit of Europe and the Western Judeo-Christian ethos. But no, you have this satanic big banking system, the Rothschild bank, like, funding this war. And it was part of a longer term strategy, a longer term plan, which is always because, I mean, it's a satanic, like, it's a much older ancient snake, that old serpent that we're up against. And he's very wise and he's very subtle, but
we are not ignorant of his devices. So you should know that there is going to be a limited World War III to install the New World Order, the global beast dictatorship system. And they're telling you this. And they always do. They always tell you this. The thing is, we didn't have Alex Jones pre-World War II. Oh, wait, no, we did. He was named G.K. Chesterton. You can go read his books. He outlined the entire goddarn thing. G.K. Chesterton, Eugenics and Other Evils, outlining H.G. Wells, who wrote New World Order, a book literally called New World Order. And anyway, I could go on and on, but we are in this future war, and we are the John Connors. And if you're female, then you're the Joanna Connor, because the trumpets of the prophets on the wall, the alarm bells, have rung out their calls, and very few people listened. But those that did, well, guess what? We are here, and we are in war mode. And it is not by might, not by power, not by the strength of the horses, or any kind of thing. It is only by the power of God that we will resist this and we will win this. Not by a lot of money, not by poverty of money. God will provide for you. He will take care of you. All those that I've seen that live by faith always have their needs met. I've never seen the righteous begging bread. Although you might say that all the righteous and Christians do beg bread a little bit, because we don't slave. Do you want Jeremiah the prophet to be working as a bank manager half the time? Would you like it if George Washington kind of fought the revolution, but most of the time he had to take care of his venison butcher business? How do you think the Revolutionary War would have gone? George Washington was like, well, I can help the revolution part-time, but I really do gotta take care of my Christmas tree farm. You know, I got my goats to take care of all day. I'm sure he had goats, but he also had servants. Back then, everybody had slaves. But these days, you would just have people that are willing to work for less and take care of those things, because you have a great task before you. I have been blessed to be able to work a little bit less at whatever jobs I found, because of the generous donations that have come here and there just when they're needed. Like right when we moved to Hawaii, suddenly we had this amazing donation coming in that like got us a truck and paid our rent for a few months. And then we figured out how to basically scrape by with whatever COVID stuff was going on and get to the East Coast, kind of, although we're really like right next to Tennessee, actually, so it's like Asheville area. But whatever, I digress. God has his army. You are one of the chosen. If you can put up with me this long, then like you are more than chosen. You get like $1 million in faith bucks because you are so patient to deal with this goofy guy. But I'm one goofy guy that God keeps putting in incredible situations and like quantum leaping into various places. He does this thing sometimes where I'll be like at my house in the dreams or visions, and then I meet some kind of celestial being. The last one was this really tall bird, like a big bird kind of thing. And I was kind of nervous about it. I was like, I'm at home, I'm with family, I'm kind of in my comfort zone, hanging out in the kitchen with cousins, and there was this pastor and his wife, and then this really tall bird, like, towering over me, like, at least 10 feet tall, over 10 feet tall, slowly, gradually walks up to me, and I was so curious about this thing that it extended its hands, which were really feathers, but it was wearing gloves, and I'm looking at its face, and I can't make out even what species of bird this was. It was just, you could tell it was a bird. It was like Big Bird, but beautiful, like weird feathers, very strong, strange designs in its feathers. Anyway, I allow it to clasp my hands, and it kind of caressed my palms and hands, and then I felt uncomfortable, like maybe it could like grab my hands and then like bite my head off or something. I just didn't know what it was. It didn't say a single word.
So I let go, and I went back inside, worried that it was going to chase me or something. I didn't. It was just weird. It was like, what the heck, man? Next thing I know, I'm in Taiwan. I jump from Florida to the opposite side of the planet in an instant. I was there. I was like, oh, I'm in Taiwan. Okay, I know what to do, because I've lived in Taiwan for 10 years. I have a degree from one of their top universities. I've done mission work all throughout the mountains, and then only really left because of the betrayal of some of my closest friends and just the weird insidiousness of the devil and how he turns people to evil. Vader was seduced by the dark side of the Force, and always because of money, of course. Everything's about money with people that do that. It's just amazing. I don't know why they ever thought I had money. I never had any money. I was always just like scraping by too, but working hard, but whatever. Anyway, I forgive everybody. I forgive Taiwan. I forgive everything that happened in Taiwan. Dear God, please don't let the fall of Taiwan have any of my fingerprints on it. Just, you know what? Just forgive Taiwan, please. Anyway, there I was. I mean, I have dreams like this. I'm leading the missionary couple that was in my kitchen. Now they're in Taiwan too, and I'm kind of their tour guide. I think I shared this in a recent broadcast, so I won't go into detail, but I've had quantum leap experiences multiple times where I'm literally another person and I'm helping someone get through their situation, just like the TV show Quantum Leap. You know, he like wakes up in other people's bodies, and not in a creepy way. I mean, nothing weird. I mean, just, you know, I don't get bothered by out there stuff. Portal jumping, quantum leaping. I'm a normal, fleshly, sinful guy, but still, like, I'm like, God, just take me to the brink. Take me to the fringe, and then I'm ready to jump off. Oh, wait, no, I'm not. It's too scary. Well, if I hold your hand, then I'll jump off. Or bird guy. It's still scary, all right? I mean, you think it's cool to skydive until you're standing on the edge of that airplane. I literally jumped in a shark tank when I was like 23. And at that point, I had done so many crazy, weird things with my life that I thought, this shark tank isn't a big deal. You know, this is cool. I mean, a lot of people do this. They feed the sand tiger. These were the really freaky looking sharks too. Sand tiger sharks. Yeah, I mean, they'll have some guy that'll kind of guard me. I'll be fine. I'll just jump in the shark tank. What could possibly go wrong? Just swimming around in a big shark tank with 11 like 10-foot long sand tiger sharks. Look them up. The freaky ones with all the jagged teeth. Swimming around in a shark tank with those guys. I had a guy kind of leading me, and it was kind of my baptism into the future. Back in 2007, I was in a weird situation, and people were getting weird, and I did that, and it was, in a way, it was despite the control freaks. Like, I just didn't care anymore. I was like, whatever, I'm already dead. The only thing that bit me, by the way, was a little sea turtle. It's so funny. I remember stepping into this thing. It was in China. It was for a TV show. It was like, the white man will dance with the sharks. And I'd already been in China for almost a year. And it was just the situation with like the missionaries getting weird and control freakiness. And I guess I'd somehow agreed to it, and I somehow got to do it. I don't know how that worked out, but I jumped in the shark tank, and as I was getting my flippers on, and you know, they put the big wetsuit on you and the air tank. I've never used an air tank before. So, I mean, talk about crazy. Like, yeah, this is your first time using an air tank to scuba dive, no problem. We'll, you know, just sign this waiver that you're not going to sue us and it'll be fine. That's China, especially like Harbin, China. But anyway, I'm swimming around in this shark tank. The only thing that bit me was the sea turtle as I was getting my flippers on. And then I experienced something really otherworldly. It was this feeling of like I was dead or I had just died. And my body was floating in the spirit realm, or my soul, or whatever. And I had this experienced diver kind of leading and guiding me. And I realized that, like, for the normal soul, that doesn't know the Lord, you're just kind of floating around and sharks are everywhere and you're going to die, probably. But if you are saved, then kind of like the Nebuchadnezzar in Matrix, like they send Morpheus and Trinity and friends, they come find you. They like pick you up out of the sewer that the Matrix and like ejected you out. And I mean, that is so akin to what we are doing right now. Even if it looks mangy. Oh, how many subscribers you got? Well, actually, I got deleted from YouTube, so I don't have any subscribers. Oh, okay. Well, how many monies do you, listeners, do you, what radio station? You're like, well, actually, I wrote my website by hand, and I've been banned on everything, and I might talk to a handful of people sometimes, but sometimes we go viral. Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. Anyway, when are you going to get a real job? No, we are the John Connors, the Joanna Connors of the future. And the people who listen to us sense the fire and the revolution. You hear that brilliant music, the double speak song? Like, that is really well done music sung in a small corner in an ousted, thrust out of society realm of the revolution for Jesus, the family of God, the children of God, back in the day when they were more pure. I mean, I'm telling you, like, God's got this. If you don't have a lot of followers and comments in your live stream and whatever, don't matter none. He will use whatever you give him. And he will use your heart to win souls. You know, I want to applaud Omega Man for his hard work over the years. I mean, this man has worked hard for over a decade. Please pray for him. Bless him and you know, expect big blessings to come back. He is putting that money into whatever donations he gets, he puts back into the operation. Let's just leave it at that. And just pray for his life, his family, and Omega Man Radio. And pray for our new project of reaching China. Pray for me too, that I'll have time to actually do some more China podcasts and the Japanese podcasts. Tomorrow is Saturday. And there's a lot going on. I just want to put this out there, a little chit-chat. There's a lot of things that I could name this talk, but most of all, in history, they have doublespeak. They lie. And those of us who speak truth, they will cast you out for are you not chosen, to quote my friend Justin. I'd like to cue that music up, but I don't have it downloaded on my phone. I need to get some more new nice songs on my phone. But anyway, I'm going to play some other music here. And gosh, guys, God will revive us. He will do everything that you need to happen. He will help you. Remember, he has new weapons, the keys of the kingdom, and other things. And some of them are like scaffoldings. Like, it's not meant to replace anything in the Bible. It's just like, oh, I never saw the Bible that way. Hallelujah. All right, well, I'm going to play this song. It's called Never. I love this song. I play it a lot, if you ever noticed. And we will stand strong for Jesus. We will be strong fighters for the Lord Jesus. I might come back. I got to get in the I just drove home, and I got to check on the family. I love y'all. Every spare moment, read the Bible. Every spare moment, witness the gospel. One day, you ain't gonna need your job no more. God will give you the 88 miles per hour flux capacitor DeLorean time traveler car that it's like roads where we're going. We don't need roads. Jobs, salaries, scholarships, educumulations, where we're going, we don't need those. Even doctrines. You cling to the name of Jesus Christ and he will take you beyond all the normal scaffolding of what we think we know about God. And it won't be to draw you into some guru's little cult control freak thing. He will show you the beyonds, the fringes, the secrets of the universe. He will teach you. He will draw you out and then you will become like a child. You will become teachable and interested in those things. And I promise I'll be sharing more of those things. Today I spent a little time on the Spirit Force white papers. I've got thousands, maybe tens of thousands of pages to go through and edit out things and put things out that are, I mean, they're ministering to me. I'm going through old notes and it's just like, wow, God said that to me. Like, wow, I said that to God. Cool. I had this revelation, this vision. Wow. So-and-so said this. So-and-so said that. Anyway, consider yourself a part of it. Journal. Receive words from God. You'll feel like a silly baby. Try it. Read the words of those who can hear from God and build on that. And you know, they might make mistakes. Their prophecy channel might not be perfect, but that is something we all need to do regularly. And check out Foundation Stones. It's near the bottom of faithbucks.com. And those of you who are donating via Patreon and generous gifts soon to be banned PayPal, thank you. And we are going to continue to try to witness into China. That project is shortwave radio. Pray for that. The enemy is going to try to stop it. The CCP, which is abusing its people, protesting at Foxconn and Guangzhou and other areas. China is basically on fire right now. So China needs the gospel, and they are becoming rebels. And they know the internet is not their friend, but some of those guys might have shortwave radio. So help us to help the Chinese, and I'm going to make more episodes. We're up to like 4 or 5 episodes, but I got to do more. I think it's like 1 a week, but if we can break through the Chinese firewall, at least if they have a proxy, like they can listen to the podcast too. So I've got those going. We're through the Beatitudes in Chinese. And if you want to learn Chinese, I actually share the English words to some of those Chinese words. So you can learn how to say, my Father who art in heaven, you know, Tian Tang the Fu, forgiveness, Yue Liang. I'm butchering that, but I usually have my notes in front of me, so I have to kind of prepare for those. I have to do a little bit of prep, which I don't like to do usually. I mean, I'm prep all the time for these English shows, but Chinese shows kind of got to do a little prep. Otherwise, I'm like, me, Tarzan, you, Jane, you, believe Jesus. Okay, bye-bye. We got to have a little bit more than that. So reading the Bible, I've got to get all my notes and my translation documents, and so I have all the right pronunciations. Otherwise, you're like, forgiveness. What? Forgiveness. Forgiveness? Oh, forgiveness. Yeah, that's what I said. Forgiveness. I mean, that's how my Chinese sounds without any kind of like program of like pronunciation. Because Chinese is very melodic and very tonal. If you say shiwu, which means food, except I pronounced it wrong, it could mean something completely different that I don't even know. But if you say it correctly, like shiwu, oh, food. Yes, shiwu. So it pays to have those pronunciation things in front of you so that when you read like a phrase like, do not beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. Like, even if I knew all those words in Chinese, it would still sound totally unintelligible unless I had it in front of me how to pronounce it properly. So anyway, we are reading the entire Bible, starting with the entire New Testament. Easy job reading it in Chinese, Mandarin Chinese. And this is a new project. So if you want to donate into that, I mean, the money just goes into like, I don't have as much pressure to take another pressure washing job, which is fun. Pressure washing, no pressure. Just go out there and do it. Or whatever. Help us out on that front. But just, if not, just pray for us. Like, God's doing miracles. My next door neighbor has an Airbnb and literally paid us $200 the other day. Like, thank you for cleaning my house. Of course, it was kind of a big operation because it took 3 people to do it, but we did it. And I've been spending time with my family. You know, if you've been listening to me, you're like, what's this guy do? Well, I've been a missionary for like 20 years and I'm only now catching up on 20 years of being absent from my family, the Basham family. And it's been a very productive year. But there's also been an investment of time with my dad, with my siblings, and of course my beautiful new family from just 3 years past. I mean, just before COVID broke out, we had a baby. Like, everything is brand new. And you know what? If you're lonely, pray to God. He'll give you a wonderful spouse. And if it's not his will, then he might stave off for a while so that you don't just settle for whoever and whatever. But either way, if you're single or you have somebody, you are of use to the kingdom. So anyway, community is coming. We are one in Jesus and the bride of Christ's spirit. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your mind and all your soul and all your spirit, all your strength. And I think I added a few things there, but you get it. That is the first commandment. And Jesus understood that commandment because I'm sure Jesus had a great family, but he would disappear somewhere. Where's Jesus? Oh, he's gone again. Oh, that Jesus. He needs to be helping his dad in the business. Well, have a little bit of lack in your earthly relationships where they're like, where are you at? And build your relationship with God in sweet, sweet communion. I tell you, he will flow into you with just beautiful, pleasurable presences of his goodness and his loveliness. And you'll realize, like, why do I even care about anything in the world? I just want to be with him forever. I want to just be in the heavenlies. But we are here as soldiers. So, True Grit Winter Soldiers. Okay, I'll stop blabbering. I love you. I'll be back. Maybe.
Hell is opened and and its sabers rattle. Demons die today, angels join the fight as we cry these words into the night.
Well, that's all I wanted to say there was just never, you know, we'll never give in. Seriously, no, we'll never give in. We're going to do this, guys. We're going to go through the end times. It's going to suck. A lot of our family members are going to die. A lot of us might die. But the torch has been lit. The revolution for Jesus is eternal. Nobody can quench that flame. And if anybody tries to quench it, that effort will be destroyed. Like the prophecy of the candle. Burn free is the prophecy. Burn free has this vision of a candle, and people were amazed by this beautiful light, and then others tried to quench it, tried to stop it, and tried to put their control and their box over it. And all that happened was, instead of quenching the candle, the candle burned through the cardboard box and burned those that tried to quench the fire of God. The beauty of the revolution for Jesus is that we are not following merely the Constitution of the United States, which is not eternal, which is a temporary scaffold. The beauty of the revolution for Jesus is that we follow the God who knows the way out of the grave. And he will always revive us. Do not mourn if you've lost dozens of warriors, and in my case, thousands, if not tens of thousands. I was there for the spirit wars. I remember the spirit wars.
You were fighting the spirit wars?
Yes, along with your father. Your father.
How did my father die?
Well, Anakin Skywalker, a pupil of mine, betrayed and murdered your father. You see, Anakin was deceived, and he was seduced by the dark side of the Force. He betrayed and murdered your father.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, anyway,
you know, we have to pass on the torch to the Luke Skywalkers. We have to have that vision of, it's not over until the fat lady sings. No, it's not over until Jesus comes back. And then it's like, he takes over. He's going to come over. He is going to rapture us after 3.5 years of tribulation. So, you know, all this talk about, well, Jesus is just going to rapture us away any minute. Maybe there's some mini rapture. I don't know, a transfigurement, a whisking away of the bride into the wilderness. But it's not the rapture. It's, if you read the Bible, and you need to read the Bible, you need to read the Bible for yourself. You need to get your mind wrapped around that timeline of God. If you have time to read it. I mean, if you have time to make videos about it and podcasts, you should at least have time to read the Bible. You see, the Bible makes it very clear that the day of Christ's coming shall not come until the man of sin, the Antichrist, the iniquitous one, be revealed. It's right there. And then you also see throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament that after the 7 years, then Jesus will come back. And in the midst of the 7 years, if you read the book of Daniel, like read it. I know it's mysterious. I know it's hard to follow. And, you know, I've got some great material from my missionary days that just, it just explains it so well. Like it unlocked it for me as a baby Christian in my early 20s. I'm 39 now, but in my early 20s, I was reading the Bible backwards and forwards. And until I came across these special documents and the Book of the Future for one of them, and just compiled teachings of David Berg. I mean, maybe he was a total sinner and a total psychopath in some ways, but he was a dang genius. I mean, he really knew his Bible. And when I read some of these teachings called the Book of the Future, it literally made the entire end time perfectly make sense. And it led me, the first thing it said was, read the Book of Revelation for yourself. Again and again, don't read anybody else's teachings, even mine. Just read it for yourself and you'll see how mysterious it is. But if you skim through the book of Revelation, it only takes you like 25, 30 minutes to do. Just sit down, read it, and then begin to notice the weird triangulational, like third dimensional, fourth, fifth dimensional quantum triangulation of different facts that the book of Revelation has with, say, Matthew 24, read Matthew 24, with Ezekiel something or another, with many verses in the book of Daniel. And if you read the book of Daniel, a lot of mystery there. But as far as the timeline goes, it's kind of undeniable. It states the days, it states the months, the weeks, the years, 3.5 years. I mean, most people, I talk about this with them and they're just like, what? Okay. Yeah. Anyway, let's watch a movie. They just don't get it. And to understand that we are going to go through a period of time, at least for the look, if it's too hard for you to understand that the 3.5 years, what? 7 years. Well, what about just, how about this? Christians are going to see the Antichrist arrive, and we're going to have to deal with a certain amount of persecution for a small period of time. Okay. If you can't remember the years and the dates, the jots and the tittles, leave that to the people that actually care about the details of what the Bible actually says. And let me boil it down for you even simpler. And let me tell you that we will endure a period of time, not too long, but probably longer than most would like, where, let's say, a diabolically anointed Elon Musk or a Prince William or some random Jewish rabbi guy will be anointed to lead the world and to fight the saints and to overcome them. And I'm quoting the Bible directly. It was given unto the beast to make war with the saints and to overcome them. God is going to allow this to happen. It doesn't mean that there won't be a place of refuge where those who are the most intimates of God may be spared and hidden away. Unto the bride of Christ, unto the woman, was given the wings of a great eagle, that she might escape the dragon's flood and be hidden in the wilderness for exactly the allotted amount of time. I'm not going to state it again, but exactly the stated allotted time, she will be hidden to be made ready for her husband. That means you're going to have to, if you're the bride of Christ, you're going to have to learn how to get the right makeup, the right fabrics, how to do housework for Jesus. No, it's going to be a lot more than that. I'm being snarky. But there are many portions to the end time church. There are seven churches, seven candles. There are some who are destined for maybe Walmart FEMA camps. I don't know. And then some who, Laodiceans, who feel like they're great or not. They need to buy oil. They need to buy gold tried by the fire. They need to get eye salves so they can see because they're naked and blind. So don't be that church. Be the church of Philadelphia and receive the key of David. God gave me visions of the bride of Christ leaving. Well, I better not go any more into detail. I've really offended people with that dream. But another time, a later time, I have more dreams to share. I have so many dreams. So many dreams. I have no time to talk on my show. But anyway, God bless you. And thousands of documents getting ready to be published. First on my website, faithbucks.com. I'm not going to do a Substack or a blog. I'm just going to go straight up HTML. What the heck? And then eventually a book. Why not? You know, people like to read books. Everything is temporary. But thank you for listening. Thank you for putting up with us. And maybe I put one more song and then I go to bed. And you need to go to bed. It's almost 3 o'clock in the morning here. It's 3 o'clock. Why are you still awake? Bless you all and I love you. Stay true to Jesus. Let God love you. To quote Lauren Pritchard, she's been saying, let God love you. Let him, let the Holy Spirit, let God, let Jesus Christ love you. That is a beautiful phrase. And don't let the fear reign over you. All right. God bless y'all. Bye-bye.